California school districts have applied for $3 billion in voter-approved bond funds to help build and modernize school facilities around the state. But they're scheduled to receive just a fraction of that, at least through next spring. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford explains.
A coalition of school officials and building developers have written to the Brown administration and rallied outside the state capitol this summer for a quicker release of bond funds. Lisa Gonzalez is assistant superintendent of Dublin Unified School District.
Our district is growing like crazy. We're adding 1,300 students a year, which is the equivalent of about one or two schools every year, and we simply can't keep up with the growth.
Gonzalez says her district needs the bond funds voters approved in Proposition 51 last fall. Governor Jerry Brown opposed that measure, and now its backers say his administration is releasing the funds much more slowly than previous similar bonds.
It's not an issue of going slow.
H.D. Palmer of the State Department of Finance says the vast majority of applications from school districts still must be vetted.
We want to be able to get as much money into the pipeline as is needed to keep these projects on track, but we don't want to oversell those bonds so that we've got idle cash sitting around that's racking up interest costs that we don't need to do.
The state plans to release a total of about $600 million in Proposition 51 money this budget year for K-12 schools. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.